Hi, I'm sitting here with three out of four members of the band. We have James, James and Ben. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So, what's it like being a part of the band?
Not great, really.
Okay, not great. It's
pretty awful, actually. Yeah.
Ben?
Fine.
It's fine. We have some enthusiastic responses.
You don't really understand what's going on.
No.
Sit there, being bored most of the time.
There's a lot of waiting.
Yeah.
A lot of acting going on.
No one focuses on what
we
do.
Do we have to keep these clean?
I'd just like to point out that this is a visual portion of Ben pointing to his towel. Ignore that. So from the way you're selling it, being in the band isn't very exciting.
No, but you have to remember that we are the highlight of the show. I mean, in the review we got, we were the main thing that was good.
Certainly the Scotsman recognised that the band, led by Gemma Beeson...
Obviously.
You know, obviously, unmistakably the person sitting at the front of the band
waving his arms.
Are the only thing that's good about the show.
Yeah.
Well, if each of you had to give a sentence on what something about the band, just giving a sentence, and each of you has to do something different. How about we start with you, James Lark? Sing me a sentence on something about the band.
Sing you a sentence?
Yeah.
I sing?
Because we're doing...
Can I just say it?
No, you've got to sing it.
We're doing a boo.
Well,
we're doing a boo.
Another visual moment is a moth has just been trapped and into the room.
Take it away.
Very sorry.
This is the thing with actors. They'll come in with their moth. You know, you expect suddenly to be the centre of attention.
So you were going to sing me a sentence on what it means to be in the band.
We're a band, not an a cappella. We're not Boyzone. No, you misunderstood band. We're not a boy band.
Okay, fine. Then give me a sentence on what it means to be in a band. Preferably in a funny accent.
Wish the drummer would follow my beat.
Okay, drummer, you've got a sentence and you preferably say it in a funny accent.
Wish the beat was in time.
And James?
Well, I wish that the composer hadn't written for so many different instruments, so I play the wrong one all the time.
Hang on. Can I take off my band hat for a minute and put on my composer hat? Who was it who begged me to get the tenor saxophone?
Hold it. Stop it. I just want to point out that the composer did write chords for the saxophone in the beginning, which is completely ridiculous.
It's very modern, and I think it's very narrow-minded of the saxophone player to have gone, I can't play these chords.
Well, you know, what do you expect me to do? Invent something new to do?
A real saxophone player would have done. A real saxophone player would have put all three... You've got three saxophones on stage. I don't see why you can't do a three-part chord. Stick all of them in your mouth and play a chord.
I'll try that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll see what you do.
Okay. I just want to point out how many... I'm going to ask James Evans and Ben this. James, how many notes do you think are played on the Tubular Bells in total?
One.
Ben?
Don't care.
What was the point of dragging the bells all the way up to Edinburgh for?
Do you mean how many notes as in how many individual notes? Or do you mean how many notes as in how many notes cumulatively?
Cumulatively,
it could be like I could have written a part for Tubular Bells which had
just
only notes C,
like
but
times.
10 times.
Or it
fine,
could be like
so,
C, fine. C, but that's
I mean
two.
Cumulatively.
Well, I would say
around
30.
One?
Yeah, I counted. It was about 25 or something.
Well,
really
right then. In many ways,
It just seems such...
If you need the answer, why ask the questions?
Because I was doing a guess. Anyway, we've got 25 seconds. Is there anything that wants to be said?
Boo.
Thanks, Ollie.
Crap.
Well, for any of the potential listeners that do listen to our boos, and who have made any sense of them, then I hope that we've sold the show well.